Aloha and welcome once again to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher. Thanks very much for checking in with us. Got a great show for you for this Friday, September 28th, 2012. This is our 227th podcast. So glad you're here. Today we're going to do some shout-outs, answer some questions, of course. We're also going to bring you some Hawaii vacation news. And if I have some time, I want to talk about airfare going down, but the price of hotels going up. And if I even have some more time, I'm going to discuss being safe on Hawaii activities when you come here and you do some of these activities that might be a little more dangerous than you think. This podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii Aloha Travel. We're in Hawaii. We're Hawaii's experts. And you can catch us on the web at www.hawaii-aloha.com. You can also reach me on Twitter. I'm at Aloha Bruce. You can also check us out on Facebook. We love to talk to our friends on Facebook. You can get over there and just type in Hawaii Vacation. You'll find us there. Also, just drop me an email, bruce@hawaii-aloha.com. You know, a great way to reach out to us, just pick up the phone. Remember that? The phone? Old school. Just pick us up, 1-800-843-8771. We're located right here in Hawaii. That's all we do is help folks plan Hawaii vacations. And, you know, sometimes booking that vacation can get complicated. We hear it every day from folks about how they're just going blind looking at everything on the internet and can't figure out what to do. It's just more confusing than it is helpful. So get in touch with us. We'll make it easy and simple for you and take away all the headaches of booking a Hawaii vacation. And you know, no matter where you are, we can help you book your Hawaii vacation. You know, we look at the numbers every week and I see that almost half the people that listen to this show, for instance, are in Japan. And we don't hear from a lot of you guys in Japan. And I wonder, you know, what we can do better to try and help you with your vacation plans. Is it that there's a language barrier? You know, what is it? How can I get to hear from more of you in Japan? Please reach out to me. We do have Japanese speaking people on staff here that can help you with your vacations, and our pricing for people outside of the United States is much better than you're finding online. People have been telling me that over and over again. We have lots of friends in Canada, Australia, UK, even Saudi Arabia. Lots of you guys, I see you're in there. I know you're downloading the show. Please get in touch with me. I'd love to help you. I want to hear from you guys. Reach out to me, bruce@hawaii-aloha.com. Let's get right to some shout-outs. First shout-out is going to Blen Hinton, and he is shouting out MauiGroceryService.com. This is a place that you can get your groceries delivered directly to your doorstep. You know, a lot of people book condos on Maui. So this is a great service. You just go online, pick all the stuff you need for the entire time that you're going to be here, and they'll deliver it for you. What a great thing. And their prices are very competitive, and it really doesn't cost you any more to use their service. So get a hold of these guys. They're MauiGroceryService.com. Another shout out is coming from Nerja Bub. She wanted a shout out, Wade's World Hawaii. This is a new company that we're working with. He's actually my neighbor over here, Wade, from Wade's World Hawaii. We book their tours, and we book three of his most popular tours, the waterfall hike, the snorkeling tour, and the Circle Island tour. They did the Circle Island tour. They absolutely loved it, and they wanted to shout him out, and they said that Wade is a top-notch bloke. A top-notch bloke, eh? I guess they kind of have like the Australian accent, don't they? A bloke? I don't know. Whatever. And they had a great time. Thank you, Nerdia. Another shout out goes to Charles Stanovich, and he's shouting out Hawaiian shirts from waveshop.com. That's waveshoppe.com. By the way, I'm going to put these links and these businesses on our podcast page, so check them out. Amazing selection here of Hawaiian shirts, Aloha shirts. So check them out. Great, great place to do some business. Another shout out here to Sandy Falk, and she said she's headed to Maui on the 20th of October. She's curious about Halloween in Lahaina, but she said she wanted to shout out a local business. This is Coconut Glen's Big Dumb Coconut Stand. And it's at mile marker 27. It's on the road to Hana. And she said she first found Glenn in 2003 when he just moved to the island, but his coconut ice cream in a coconut shell keeps getting better and better. So if you're going to be going down on the road to Hana, check it out. Glenn's Big Dumb Coconut Stand at Biomarker 27. As far as Lahaina and Halloween, I did a whole thing on that on the last podcast, so check that out. And by the way, I'll be putting these businesses and these shout-outs on our podcast page, hawaii-aloha.com/podcast. Let's see. I think that's it for the shout-outs. Oh, there's one more shout-out for Hawaii Beach Time. They want to shout out, you know, this is a great service. If you're going to be on Oahu, let's say you want to go to a secluded beach, and let's say outside of Waikiki, you want to go to Lanikai Beach. What they'll do is they'll deliver to you beautiful chairs, an umbrella, a cooler, and they have lots of other things that they can throw in there that you can rent, and they'll deliver it and set it up for you and then pick it up. What a great way to do that. I think it's about $75. Get over HawaiiBeachTime.com and learn all about Hawaii Beach Time. They're great guys over there, and we appreciate them. And they're a great, it's just a great thing to do, because I'm always encouraging people to get out of Waikiki, and you don't have some of the amenities in those beaches. And here's a way to have that delivered right to your beach location. Great idea. Okay, let's get to some questions here. The first question is coming from Melanie Mitchell. She says, my boyfriend and I are planning a weekend getaway to Maui from Oahu. And she was wondering the major differences between staying in Kihei and Lahaina. Well, that's a very good question, the difference between staying in Kihei and Lahaina. First of all, the locations are obviously different. Kihei is on the south side of the island. So if you think of Maui as a figure eight turned sideways, it's going to be kind of at the bottom of that figure eight. And then the west side of the island is where Lahaina is located. Now, it's kind of a toss-up as to which is going to have better weather and so forth, because I think on the south side in Kihei, it might be a little bit better weather. But I usually prefer the west side of the island, because we've got better choices for condos. It's not as densely populated, if you will. You know, Kihei's really become this like 3 or 4 mile strip of densely populated areas, and it's not really as nice, I just put it like that, as it is on the west side. Now, granted, there are beautiful beaches in Kihei, and it's very close to Wailea, and it's a good location if you want to do some of the activities up in Haleakala, or you're going to go up country, or you're going to be on that side of the island, you're going to go into Kahului or any of those areas, or if you want to spend time down in Wailea and you want to go to Makena Beach, for instance, which is a gorgeous beach. It's actually probably my favorite. One of my favorite beaches down there, which is close to Kihei. So, I mean, there is advantages to staying in Kihei. It's closer to the airport because it's only about 20 minutes from the airport versus being on the west side where it could be 45 minutes to an hour to get there from the airport. So, and the other thing about Kihei is the condos, it's mostly condos there. You're not going to find really hotel resorts. And it's cheaper to stay in Kihei. So it really depends on what your needs are. I like the west side. I think there's more to do there. I like Lahaina Town. I like being able to, have the convenience of being close to Lahaina and that area. I like to be able to go up to the north side of the island, up in the Kapalua area. So they both have their pros and cons, but they're very different places to stay. And a lot of people ask me, well, how long does it take to get from Kihei to Lahaina? Well, it takes, it depends again on the traffic. It could take about 45 minutes to get there, sometimes even longer, maybe a little less, depending on the traffic. But at night, it's really hard to drive if you're not used to those roads, because there's only one road and they have no street lights, so it's kind of scary. And if you're, out drinking or whatever, it's kind of a tough drive at night. So there's pros and cons for both. Those are the major differences. So hopefully, Melanie, that helps you out. Another question coming in from Carol. She said she heard that tours don't go up to Tantalus Drive overlook anymore. And I don't think they've been going there for quite a long time now. The Tantalus Drive overlook is this beautiful scenic view that you get up on Tantalus Drive, which goes up one of the, I don't know what mountain that is. It's like the same, it's like where you go to Manoa. And you go straight up there, and it's just this gorgeous panoramic view, great for pictures and great for just being in awe of the beauty here, because the city night, if you go there at night, the city night lights are beautiful, or during the day, the backdrop of the ocean behind, the beautiful city view that you get there is just spectacular. And it's nothing that you really need to go on a tour for, I think. I mean, in my opinion, I tell people just drive up there if you've got a car. Of course, if you don't have a car, that makes it impossible. A lot of people don't rent a car in Hawaii, but it'd be one of those things that I would say you could do if you rented a car for the day. But I'm not sure about the tours. I haven't heard of too many tours there. But I would say that you don't really need to take a tour. You can drive up there. It's very, very simple and easy to do. So that, hopefully that helps you out. Dave Sturdy wants to know when we do our podcast live. We do our podcast live between 1 and 3 o'clock on Fridays, and I don't always go live and do it. So really, to see, be part of the show or to keep up with the show, just get over to our podcast page, hawaii-aloha.com/podcast. Every week, you will see the new show there. If you have iTunes, you know, joining a podcast is so simple now with the new iPhone and the new iPad. It now has a new podcast player, and you don't have to use your computer anymore to download the stupid podcast. You just click on it and boom, it's in your computer. So I've been waiting for years for that. And so it's really exciting that with the new iPhone 6 platform, the iOS 6, you can easily get great podcasts and you don't have to wait a long time. It's instant. Boom. It's streaming on your podcast player, on your iPhone. So just check us out every week. Usually by 3 or 4 o'clock Hawaii time, whatever you can transpose that to your own time, you're going to find we'll have a fresh new show for you. Speaking of new content, lots of new content every day at hawaii-aloha.com/blog. We have 5 bloggers. They're blogging every day. They're keeping you informed and up to date about what's happening in Hawaii. So definitely check out our blog. Also, our videos. We have lots of brand new videos. We got tons of videos up about Hawaii 5.0 this week. Because that's all done in POW. And we have a really cute video up there about the premiere on the beach. We have all the stars arriving. And we even have Alex O'Loughlin, McGarrett, taking gum out of his mouth and handing it to his assistant to hold in her hand. How gross is that? What a job, right? Anyway, so Dave, I hope that answers your question. If you have a question, please reach out to me, bruce@hawaii-aloha.com. I love to hear from you guys. I really do. Let's go over some quick Hawaii vacation news items. Aoki Shave Ice in Haleiwa is closing. And this is a shave ice that's been there for years. It used to compete with Matsumoto's. A lot of people felt that Aoki's was better. They're closing because Kamehameha Schools owns the building. They're doing a big renovation and a redevelopment up in Haleiwa. It's kind of controversial, and this is one of the casualties of it, losing a great shave ice place like this, Aoki's. Another thing I wanted to mention is the airlines. Aren't they driving you crazy? They're raking it in with baggage fees. Hawaiian Airlines made $21 million on baggage fees alone this year. And I think this is the difference in profitability for the airlines now, so expect more fees. They're just going to keep going up because there's their positive reinforcement. They're making tons and tons of money off of it. So just be looking for that to be happening. And don't forget, you got to pay for your baggage when you come to Hawaii. People forget that. Let's see, what else? Oh, the Polynesia Cultural Center is finally wrapping up their renovation. They have this new village, this Hawaiian village, which is kind of an attraction, but really it's a place where they have a lot of vendors to sell stuff. But I really like it because it ties into some Hawaii fish ponds, and you can do some poi pounding and you know, from taro. And they have a couple of other great exhibits there, including loi and a few others. And these additions kind of highlight Hawaii's mastery of water usage, which the Hawaiians were great at. So interesting to see that. It's called the Hawaiian Village over there, and you want to check it out. All right, let's talk quickly here because I'm running out of time. I wanted to talk a little bit about airfare going down, but hotel prices going up, because we're getting into the winter months now, and it's kind of the flip side. Yeah, the air is going down, but we've got these hotels filling up so fast that it doesn't do any good to have this good airfare, because number one, you may not be able to find an affordable hotel room, or two, maybe there's just very limited inventory altogether. So I wanted to remind folks, especially if you're thinking about coming here in the winter months, to start doing this planning now. People are planning ahead in advance for Hawaii again. They hadn't in the past few years. In fact, every year for the last 3 or 4 years, the booking window, what we call in the industry, has been getting shorter and shorter. That means the amount of time between when somebody books and when they actually want to come here to Hawaii. So, I mean, the booking window was getting down to like a couple of weeks booking window. So people would be waiting, really, literally, to the last minute. You can't do that anymore, especially if you want to get the good prices and you want to get inventory for Hawaii. It's the old supply and demand thing. With limited inventory, because the supply is low, you're going to have higher prices. It's just, that's the way of the world. But we have a lot of great hookups. We might not be able to book rooms for our normal off-season rates, but we're going to get great deals. We have still have third and fourth night frees. We know where to find the deals if they're there. So get in touch with us. You know, I've been trying to work with this guy for a week now about his booking over the... He wants to come here Christmas over New Year's, which is already getting really hard. I mean, I could only find one really deep property that he could even afford up on the North Shore. And it was still like probably $100 more a night than they would normally pay. And that just happens every year. But this year, it's particularly tougher because inventory is getting slow, limited and hard to get. So make sure that you start your booking and you get in touch with us. We're going to find the best deals. So reach out to us, hawaii-aloha.com, or give us a call at 1-800-843-8771. I wanted to mention a little bit about safety hazards for some of the activities that people book into Hawaii, things like the shark cage thing where you really got to have a strong stomach, but I'm going to save some of these comments for another show, and I'm going to post some stuff on our blogs, but we're seeing people getting hurt here. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, maybe it was about a month ago, a woman died jet skiing because another person ran into their jet ski, wasn't train properly on them. Those are dangerous, those jet skis. More recently, we were just on a tour at Kualoa Ranch, and one of the branches came in through the bus and almost scratched somebody's eye out. I mean, these are unexpected things that happen, and you've got to be prepared, and you really need to know what those hazards are. I mean, things like when you go on a helicopter, there's weight restrictions, and you can't lie about your weight, because if you do, you might be putting yourself at jeopardy. You know, things like this you need to consider. And like the zip lining, you go zip lining, you know that it's not regulated in the state of Hawaii. There's no regulating these zip line companies. And you know what? You're flying through the air. How do you know it's safe? Stuff like this and some of the things that you can think about and know about. We always try to tell folks because it started when a few years ago when I first started as a travel agent in Hawaii, one of my customers died scuba diving. It was so sad. And it turns out that he was certified, but he was certified 20 years ago. If you're certified on the mainland, and most states, a lot of states, they don't make you retest for your certification. This guy came in, he was grossly overweight, he wasn't healthy, he went down and he lost his life. Now, you have to know what the rules and regulations are, what you're doing, and you want to go with reputable people, and you got to make sure that somebody's asking those important questions or at least informing you about what hazards might exist if you're going to be going on some of these activities. So I'll be talking about that at another time, but that's kind of like the, you know, Reader's Digest abridged version of what I was really trying to get across in today's show about safety, because I was interviewed for Travel Weekly magazine. That article will be out next week, so you can read that article, and that'll have some of my thoughts on it and some others about activity safety here in Hawaii. So that's going to do it. That's going to wrap it up. I want to thank you for tuning in. Don't forget, we do this every Friday. We do the show live sometimes between 1 and 3 o'clock, and I always announce on the Facebook page or on Twitter that I'm going live. But to really keep up with the show, you should get over to our podcast page, hawaii-aloha.com/podcast, and you'll find that every Friday faithfully I'm uploading the show for you. And, you know, mahalo to all of you. Listen, I know that some of you are listening. I'm keeping you company, you know, as you do your jogging or you're hanging out or you're just dreaming about Hawaii. It does my heart good, and I do appreciate it. And I really, really especially love to hear from you. So please reach out to me, bruce@hawaii-aloha.com. And better yet, you know, give us a chance to earn your business. How can we earn your business? What can we do to earn your business? You know that travel agents actually do save you money over the online booking engines, and it's really true. So take the challenge and give us a try. That's going to wrap it up. For my beautiful wife, Yaling, for all of us here at Hawaii Aloha Travel, I'll say aloha and mahalo.